Distorted View Daily proudly presents Star Trek Nerds, Learning to Speak Klingon.
The Klingon Language Camp is something that we've been having for the last 4 years. It's a summer program for people to learn the language and the customs of the culture.
Klingon Hol.
Klingon Hol.
Klingon Hol de Jakla.
Klingon Hol de Jakla.
Maj.
How do you say kill?
Hoch!
Hi, freaks! It's Thursday, November 29th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, pissing poop out of your dick hole. Plus, small cock flashers and eating dirty underwear. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. You know, at the top of the program, I wanted to mention something that I saw on television. We've talked about my little reminder. Where did I park my car? Oh, no. It's an awful product, obviously aimed at the elderly. And then came the titty bear. The tiny teddy bear that attaches itself to a seatbelt and slides along your breasts. So the seatbelt doesn't pinch you or something.
My shoulder strap used to pull so tight I could hardly breathe. Now with the titty bear, I really enjoy traveling again.
Who's having these problems? Listen to her.
My shoulder strap used to pull so tight I could hardly breathe.
She could barely breathe because of a seatbelt. Lady, you have some respiratory issues you need to deal with. All right, so that was a real product as well. All right, so the other day I was watching a Busty Cops marathon on late night Cinemax or HBO or whatever. And in between the movies, we were flipping around channels and I saw the newest product that is just, it blew my mind when I saw it. Take a listen.
Over 100 million Americans keep guns in their homes for protection.
Oh, it already sounds promising, doesn't it? Something for your guns.
Over 100 million Americans keep guns in their homes for protection. The Second Amendment to the Constitution guarantees all Americans the right to keep and bear arms, but these arms must be accessible. The patented backup gun rack keeps your shotgun at your bedside.
Basically, you're sticking your shotgun in between your mattress and your box spring. And when you make your bed, the comforter basically conceals your weapon. This is a horrible product. Not to mention if you have children in the house.
Keeps your shotgun at your bedside and is easily hidden by blankets and sheets.
Yes.
The patented backup device slides easily between your mattress and box spring and mounts your shotgun flush at your bedside, enabling access.
This is so for old people, too. Because if you're a young person and you want a gun, you're not going to have a shotgun protecting your family. No. 9mm. Bang, bang.
To your
shoot the perps.
Shotgun while in the lying position in your bed. For only $39.95, you can own the backup to make your guns.
The backup.
accessible to you when you need them, yet hidden and out of the way when you don't. For only $39.95, you'll get the valuable time that may be needed to adequately protect you and your home. It's the smartest money you'll spend in your life. Get up now and call the number on your screen. Make your firearms accessible by ordering the backup. It's adjustable to fit any shotgun. Many customers are buying one for each side of the bed.
Of course they are. I love how the ad says something like, you'll have access to your guns while you're in the lying position. I don't think people should have access to guns when they're in the lying position. I kind of think that would affect their accuracy. Actually, on second thought, it might not be that bad of an idea. Think about it. You could hunt deer while in bed. Just get one of those bed frames with wheels on it. Have someone push you around. Out in the woods, it'd be fantastic. The backup for the invalid hunter. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got some audio for you. First one was sent to us by George as an entry into the sideshow competition, and it's a porno blooper. In this scene, a guy and a woman are in the kitchen. A woman is using the stove to cook something, and the guy sneaks up behind her and, you know, starts to fondle her or something, and they decide to have sex. Unfortunately, the stove was still on.
So yeah, come here.
See? Come on. So bad. No.
Oh, you're so bad, right?
Hang on.
Oh.
Hang on. I need two hands. Got that. Okay. Come here.
All right, he's lifting her up to fuck her properly.
Hang on. I need two hands. Got that. Okay. Come here.
Fun. funny. It looks like not only did her ass get burnt, also her low-hanging pussy lips might have got a little singed.
Oh my gosh!
Very good. George also sent in another entry. This is a cop talking to a crackhead. I'm not sure if he's homeless, but he sure sounds like he is.
Good! I need to go! Don't worry. Crackhead! Dickhead!
Police officer sounds like a real nerd.
Sir, my ass. Sir, my dick. My dick, motherfucker. What's your name, sir? Faggot ass. But I need your name, sir.
Now, is faggot with two G's or one? Sir. Just trying to
bitch.
Get the spelling right.
How's that spelled? Bitch. B-I-C-H.
Oh. The Icelandic spelling of bitch.
What the f*** am I being repped for?
Something.
What the f*** am I being repped for?
I let her come in the house, I let her go to sleep.
No. Faggot bitch ass motherfucker. Take me to jail. Faggot ass motherfucker. All of them faggot. That's why they wear glasses, because they faggot.
Sounds like Red Fox.
Get me some help, motherfucker. Let me hit you upside your head, bitch.
Make you let her go to sleep.
I'm going to let her go to sleep, but I ain't going to get they faggot ass, because I'm going to like to tear their heels off and shove her up to their mammy. Motherfucker, sir, that's why I said it.
I can understand your anger.
You too. Your mammy too.
Sir,
that's what I said.
Can you tell us your last name, please?
Your mammy.
Your fucking mammy. Why is this police officer even trying? Just put him in the fucking police car and set it on fire.
I feel about it.
Sir, I need your information.
I ain't gonna tell you a motherfucking thing. Do you understand that?
Sir, that's going to delay our journey.
All right, then.
It's going to delay our journey. Why are you trying to talk like that around him?
Man, from now on, goddamn God, I ain't going to tell you a damn thing.
He's calling you a mammy fucker. All right, and finally here.
What? Have you ever been booked in Hennepin County Jail before?
Yep.
For what?
For kicking white folks' ass.
Sir, what's your phone number?
Dickhead. Check it out.
Thank you for your cooperation.
I sense a little sarcasm there. And finally, before we get into the news, I've got a porno clip here. This is anal sex, which, you know, normally we wouldn't play because, you know, it's pretty tame compared to some of the other stuff we've played on the show. Just, you know, anal sex. Who cares about that, right? But it's a very special edition of anal sex. It's crazy ethnic people having anal sex.
Crazy ethnic people!
Everything's ungodly. All right, here's a couple of crazy ethnic people having sex. And the real reason why I'm playing this is because the noises that both of these people are making, they're not human. Take a listen. Okay. Why is he wolfing? What is that?
Ce trou du cul, la panthère.
Ok. What the hell? Does it? I mean, that would cause me to lose an erection right there, I think. Right. What the hell is going on? Control your asshole. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the man or the woman. It doesn't really matter.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Your asshole is broken. Stinky foreign people sex. Alright, here's the very ending. Of course it ends with a little more, like, ass, dick, suction, juiciness. I don't know what you call this noise. Well.
Oui, oh, je me fais jouir. Oui, on va te ton cul. Allah.
Did he end that with a Allah? Is he praising Allah for that horrible, nasty butt sex? I don't think any god would want to take credit for that disaster. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now.
Allah.
Yeah, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the Distorted View Archive. That's like 700 programs, plus exclusive shows, extended programs, video cast, and so much more. We just did an extended show yesterday, as a matter of fact, and last week we did a bunch of exclusive shows. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the web address. Again, it's only $5 a month. All right, first story we have for you today. A surgery meant to reverse a colostomy. Oh, no. You know this is not going to end well. Yes, a surgery meant to reverse a colostomy on a Dover man went horribly wrong last year. How sad is it that these are the type of stories I live for? I'm going to hell. All right, yes, the colostomy on a Dover man went horribly wrong, resulting in fecal matter being discharged from his penis and urine passing through his colon. The world has really gone topsy-turvy for this man. During the procedure, the suit alleges doctors at Kent General Hospital improperly stapled the colon to the bladder instead of the rectal stump. All right. There are so many great words in this news story. Colon, bladder, rectal stump.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Stump. I have a feeling the rectal stumps are anything but sweet. He was pissing shit! We actually have audio. I don't know how we managed to acquire this, but apparently tapes were rolling when this guy first tried to take a pee and discovered he had poop coming out of his dick hole.
Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man. Oh, fucking fantastic. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
It's not the reaction I was anticipating. Interesting. What's even more interesting is what the guy did after the shit came out of his dick hole. What is that sound? It's familiar. It sounds kind of like someone slurping up shit. Yay! The return of the shit slurper. Oh, it's a happy day here on Distorted View. Thank you, Katrina. I have a feeling we might hear from them again. Did we read this story on DV? Because, I don't know, it sounds kind of familiar. Who else can say that? That someone pissing shit out of their dick, that sounds familiar. That rings a bell. This might be a DV update, I'm not sure. The man was taken to Christina Hospital or something 12 days later to have the procedure corrected, but not until after much suffering and embarrassment, as well as, quote, disfigurement and disability. Ooh, his cock looked all chunky. Full up with shit. I don't know. I'm speculating here. It also affected life at home with his wife, who also is suing the three doctors involved in the allegedly botched procedure. Allegedly botched? The man was squeezing out logs of shit from his tiny cockhole. If that's not botched, I don't know what is. According to the suit, fecal matter and urine were mixed and diverted so that fecal matter entered the bladder and was discharged through the urethra, and urine was discharged through the colon. They just floppity flipped it. I want to be able to pee out of my ass. Actually, I want to be able to eat out of my ass. I'd like to piss out of my mouth and shit out of my dick. I'll be a freak of nature, and it's all thanks to science. Ding! I also want an eyeball placed on my penis. I think that would be a unique perspective, you know? But I want that eyeball to have, like, the power of binoculars or a telescope or something. I basically want the Hubble telescope looking out of my dick hole. I really want to see what I'm fucking. Internally, I'm talking about. I like to keep my eyes shut when I'm having sex. I fuck a lot of uglies. And animals. He continues to suffer weakness as well as injuries because of the multiple surgeries. The Dover couple is asking for unspecified damages as well as costs and interest. Ooh, savvy. Put that shit into an IRA or something. Second story we have for you today. A man convicted of being a serial flasher told the court he could not be guilty because his genitals were too small. They can't be seen by the naked eye, apparently. Michael Carney, 41, claimed he was too embarrassed about the size of his manhood to expose himself to women and showed the court photographs as proof. I believe we have the jury's reaction. Come on, you guys. Knock it off. I'm being immature. Everyone knows it's not the size of the vessel, it's the motion of the ocean. Rock lobster! I don't know. The photographs of his teeny weenie simply wasn't enough. The jury at Teesside Crown Court convicted the father of two of seven counts of outraging public decency. The jury was then told he was earlier found guilty of five sexual assaults. I don't understand why they told the jury that this guy was a previous sex offender after the verdict. Shouldn't that be something that the jury takes into consideration? Like, oh, this guy has done it before. Maybe I'm a complete retard and I have no idea how the justice system works, but by telling the jury afterwards that this guy was a previous sex offender, it kind of makes it sound like a game show. And they, like, found out they won. Like, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty. All right, the jury has come back with a guilty verdict. Just so you know, he's been convicted before you win! Yeah! You are right! All right, during the trial, the defendant told the court, "It causes embarrassment to myself, even to the point where it is with my wife. I wouldn't want myself to be seen in public like that. Quote, my genitalia are underdeveloped, and it's so much smaller than average." He showed the jury photographs taken by his wife to prove his claims. The jury convicted him of flashing in front of six different women over a number of years. The court heard that on most occasions, he exposed himself to passersby while standing naked in the front window of his home. He was also spotted naked on the driveway of his home. The court also heard that he already had been convicted of sexually assaulting five females in his local area while out jogging. Judge Brian Forrester told Carney he was likely to receive a jail sentence before granting the quality inspector for a plastics firm bail. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A dog with a penchant for eating underwear has undergone emergency surgery to remove his latest meal from his stomach. Taffy, an 18-month-old Springer Spaniel who lives with owners Ubi and Sharon Seaman in northern England, underwent an operation to remove the 40th pair of dirty underwear he has scarfed down. Taffy's owner... It's a slow news day, freaks. Taffy's owners told the BBC and the Sun newspaper their dog seemed to be in pain after eating something. Mr. Seaman, a vet, how convenient, right, performed a two-hour operation to remove a pair of underwear belonging to his three-year-old son from Taffy's stomach. That dog's a pedophile. You like that? You like little boy's underwear? You're a sick puppy. And then the vet promptly removed the puppy's half-chewed Nambla card from its stomach. 9 times out of 10, nature takes its course. Can you imagine dog shitting out underwear? Shit it out! Shit it out! This time, he was in discomfort. You know, I'm a dog person myself. I don't like cats necessarily, but... I've never heard of a cat eating underwear before, right? They're not quite as stupid as dogs. We make jokes about it, but it's actually very serious, Mr. Seaman told the BBC. If a dog gets an obstruction, it can be life-threatening, so we try to keep things away from him. Well, apparently you're doing a shitty job because it's the 40th time this fucking dog has eaten a pair of underwear. If a dog gets an obstruction, it can be life-threatening, so we try to keep things away from him. Whenever he picks things up, we tell him off, and hopefully he drops it before he swallows it. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, we've got a lot to go through today. Let's see what my freaky deekies are up to.
Hey, Tim, it's Jeremy, Sideshow member and spurned online lover.
Ooh.
I'm calling to let you know that Alexis K. Tyler is actually guest starring on the Feast of Fools this week.
Oh.
So it looks like those fags have stolen your hag. Also, yesterday when you were responding to Alexis Tyler's comment about those guys having the big dick, big nuts, and deep pockets, and you said, well, they don't have any of those. I was thinking to myself, white guys usually have decent-sized balls. And then you immediately corrected yourself, saying, well, I guess I have respectable-sized balls.
My balls are meaty,
so I thought that was
and
funny.
Succulent.
Yet you left my stereotype unchallenged. Okay.
Do you have a big dick, Jeremy? See, the problem is, people don't care about ball size, really. No one's into, like, huge. No one has a huge ball fetish, I guess.
Hey, Tim. This
Damn
is
it.
Mike, a longtime listener. Love what you do, man. Hey, I'm calling about the Alexis K. Tyler video. Something struck me. He said, and she was talking about how she has been screwed over by some guy.
Yeah.
I get the impression, listening to her, it's kind of the opposite of what you're thinking. She's never been around dick and nuts her entire life.
Oh.
I don't think she's ever touched dick and nuts or played with dick and nuts or had anything to do with dick and nuts. The way this woman talks, I don't think she even knows what a man is. I think she's kind of pretending to be an astronaut after watching Battlestar Galactica or something. I don't know. Either way, I love the show, man. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thank you very much. There's someone calling in saying Alexis is pretty much a fraud.
Hey, Tim. I was just at the post office, and there was old people asking for senior discounts on stamps. How weak is that?
Stamps? Oh, my God. If you're a fucking old person and you can't afford the fucking 40 cents or whatever it is to buy a stamp, you should just mail yourself to the nearest funeral home. All right, next up.
Hi, Tim. This is Jessica.
I wonder how many stamps that would take to mail an old person.
Hi, Tim. This is Jessica again. I have two things. First, I want to say that the Linda Finkel Hall of Famer that you played on Monday's show, absolutely so bad. It was hilarious. I mean, that woman wasn't even thinking. She was talking through, like,
I don't know what she was doing.
Techno MIDI thing. And I also have a question for you. Where do you get your royalty-free music? I'm just curious about that.
Well, let me just tell you. I actually buy it now. I got some from... what's the name of that company? It's a website. Unique Tracks or something. And then one of my listeners, Andre Louis, does some great music stuff. And he sent me a bunch and said I could use it on the program. And, you know, you just have to... And if you want good music, you sort of have to buy it, buy the rights to it, which I did. It's usually like $50 or something per track or something.
Hey, Tim. I'm a guy who had his phone taken, and then you received a call from Almost Crazy. Then you called the number back and got me, and we had that awkward conversation. Yeah, I'm that guy. So I just wanted to throw in there. She's harmless. Nothing to worry about, though she is crazy.
Yeah.
But nonetheless. She's harmless.
Yeah. God damn it. Someone found out my cell phone number. And of course, it was Almost Crazy who... you know, it was funny. I never check my messages on my... my private messages on the Distorted View message board. Just because if people want to get a hold of me, there's 18,000 other ways they can do it. And so I checked my messages, and there were just, like, thousands from her. If anyone of my listeners is going to kill me, like crazy stalker kill, it's going to be Almost Crazy.
Damn, Iceman from Louisiana. Dude, that story you were reading about the old lady who they made her eat shit or take shit down her throat? The doctor just had her do them jinkum. It's the latest medical breakthrough ever.
Right. It made her feel so good.
Hey, Tim. Jordan here. And I know what your problem is. You said that your leg was shaking uncontrollably.
Oh, yes. Yes, the shaky leg syndrome. I was talking about having sex with someone really hard. And I guess maybe the position that I was in or something. But when you're done fucking and you stand up, it's like you're a baby deer.
Uncontrollably? That's because you have type 2 diabetes.
Oh, I have diabetes.
You really
now.
Check your blood sugar.
Uh huh.
You can get testing supplies from Liberty Mutual if you need them.
Oh.
Also, I hate to burst your bubble, but Hot Dog and Jumbo were actually two different shows.
Really?
Hot Dog was one show, and Jumbo was a different
and
show.
And Wing.
And also, Wing was on
yes.
an episode of South Park.
There we go. I knew he was going to add that.
Hey, Tim, it's Razorwire from the Forum. I just wanted to call in and tell you that I love yesterday's show, especially the part about, oh, God, I'm hydroplaning.
Don't be careful. Your both hands should be on your wheel. Don't be calling me while you're driving.
Tim.
Very dangerous.
Adam from San Diego. I, too, have experienced the Bambi syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Well. Bambi syndrome. The legs right after a nice fuck session. It actually happened relatively recently. It was within the last 4 months. And my fucking leg was shaking after I was done. I couldn't understand it. I could hardly walk, and
I know.
I had to go up and down stairs. Yeah, that was.
I'm gonna see like next time I have sex with someone. So within the next 10 years, I want to videotape myself not having sex with a person, but like after having sex, trying to walk.
It was
see
impossible.
If I can do it.
It was my right leg too. It was like somebody punched me in my fucking leg.
Yeah,
and it was like. Not necessarily numb.
Yeah.
But
it's just
really
weird.
Did not want to cooperate. Mm-hmm. And I'd exact.
Looked like a fucking tard walking to my car.
My movements and shit, just trying to get it to work. So I'd end up like kicking out in front of me and shit, just trying to walk. It was weird. Anyway, Bambi syndrome. There it is. Like a newborn. Ooh, shaking legs. I love the show, man. Late.
All right, there you have it. Thank you very much for all your voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. Hook! 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 That's Klingon for die.
Hook!
Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, digasunday.com. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow for the Big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.